There are two questions you should ask in every pitch, every time. One, what questions do you have? Two, what other questions do you have near the end? Doesn't matter if the pitch is 5 minutes or 30. Some founders just have the hardest time leaving space for the investor on the call. But it's supposed to be a conversation. It's the worst thing when you fill up all the space allotted. And part of the reason I limit my first pitches with founders to 5 minutes is so that doesn't happen for extended amounts of time. No one likes being talked at for too long. Not in classrooms, not in life, not in pitches, unless it's Morgan Freeman. And what happens is investors feel like they're not getting the drive the conversation in a direction that's important to their decision making. That's different for every investor. And that's the point of the pitch, right? To get investors on board and remove uncertainty or remove barriers or whatever it is that's blocking them from making a bet. And it's a waste of time for the founder. Just record your pitch in advance if it's going to be a deck reading. Nervousness is a factor. I find myself sometimes doing the same thing when I'm on the other side of the table, but it makes it harder to raise. And it's almost impossible to get a second meeting if you just talk at the investor. With that being said, I get the irony. I'm talking at you right now for the amount of time I just spent. It is what it is. If you're a founder that loves brevity and raising a pre-seed, hit me up at rocktown.vc.